This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Huge NFL news last night, and it was Redskins related. Indirectly, Grant and Danny welcoming you back, 106.7 The Fan. Adam Schefter broke the story at about 8 p.m. Jimmy Garoppolo of the New England Patriots, their 25-year-old fourth-year quarterback already, who's been sitting on the bench just waiting for a chance to play since leaving Eastern Illinois, has been traded to the San Francisco 49ers. All the 49ers gave up was a second-round pick. Before we get into what this means for the Redskins and Kirk Cousins and our initial reactions from a Redskins perspective, I got to tell you, I'm surprised the Patriots, for all of the fanfare and scuttlebutt and discussion and crowning of Garoppolo that's happened in the national media over the last year plus, I'm surprised they didn't get more than a second-round pick for him. They traded Jacoby Brissett right before the season started for Philip Dorsett, a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the draft pick compensation would have been for Brissett. Maybe it would have been a fourth or a fifth-round pick. But Garoppolo, I use the word crowned, has basically been talked about as if he's a franchise quarterback by seemingly everyone when he has made two starts and he has thrown 94 passes for an organization that perpetually makes guys look better than they are. That's what happens. You go to New England, you improve. You play for the Patriots, your value spikes. So yes, he's been very good in a limited capacity. He's got 5 touchdowns, no picks, in his career a 106 rating, having completed 63 passes. But he's never really played, and he certainly never played on a team that wasn't the best team on the field that day, which makes quarterbacking more difficult. So it's a risk, but it's a great risk. For San Francisco, this is a no-brainer. They only had to give up a second rounder to get a potential franchise quarterback. Can you believe that? And by the way, they had 2 second rounders.
Right.
They traded their extra second round pick.
Was that from the Chicago deal where they got the extra second rounder?
So they this is a no-risk proposition almost for them.
A few notes on this. Number one, right now, the New England Patriots have 1 quarterback on the roster, and that is Tom Brady. I can't remember that. So they'll sign somebody, I'm sure, but that's crazy to me. That's what they have.
Even possible? Do they have someone on their practice squad?
Maybe they do, and I don't know about, but right now on their active roster, they'll make a roster move to correlate to this. I am certain of that. But right now, left them with 1 guy that can play quarterback, and that's Tom Brady.
So what happens if he goes down and needs to come off for a series in the first quarter this week?
And the emergency guy was Julian Edelman, and he, of course, is out. So again, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I assume, sign somebody off the street or practice squad or kind of whatever.
How would that be viewed, by the way, if the Redskins or another team traded, say, Colt McCoy, their only backup quarterback, and they had 1 quarterback going into a game? Bet you that they would take a little bit more heat for that than the Patriots did.
They'd take a beating, but the Patriots are going, we can't hear you. There's so many Super Bowl rings in our ears. Now, here's the other part of this. Jimmy Garoppolo's deal's expiring after this year. And the reason he got traded, New England was intractable about moving him before now because he still had value, because Brady's 40 and quarterbacks get hurt and things happen. So they couldn't get a deal done. I heard Adam Schefter talking about this on one of ESPN's 19 NFL shows where he's like, increasingly, it became clear that the Patriots and Jimmy Garoppolo were not going to get a deal done before this offseason. So therefore, they moved him. That is what happened here. This assumes that San Francisco either has something worked out, kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, or they will. If he doesn't sign there, then all of a sudden, it doesn't change anything for Kirk Cousins for our discussion. And B, you give up a second-round pick for an 8-game rental for a quarterback for a team that's 0-7.
Which is why I'm going to assume, not that there's a deal in place, but that they have all intents and purposes to signing him.
I'm assuming that too.
Longer than these several weeks. But to your point, I think it's very much worth saying that everyone's kind of writing the book. And I reached out to a couple people on both the team and the player side on this. And what I kind of gathered yesterday was, well, especially from the Cousins camp, let's not assume that San Francisco is absolutely out. Also, though, there are still several suitors. You know, I was talking online with a bunch of people last night about this. The assumption after the news went down that Garoppolo was traded to San Francisco was, looks like Kirk's staying a Redskin forever. as if there was only one seat to sit in when the music stopped.
Yeah, I thought that was silly.
There are several seats to sit in this game of musical chairs. Now, one got pulled away. And by the way, it was the most comfortable seat. It was the seat that Kirk Cousins liked the most. I view this as he is in a relationship, but there has been this girl who he's kind of good friends with who always says, hey, if it doesn't work out with her, just let me know. I'll be here. I'm not going to date anyone in the meantime just to wait and see. And so, Kirk, things aren't going that great. He's like, well, maybe I will give her a call and just see. Maybe I'll end this and see what happens with her. But she's got a boyfriend now. The girl that was kind of waiting and hanging around for you went and got a boyfriend. So now what do you do? It's definitely a moment if you're Kirk Cousins that last night, I think, lessens your market by a team. You take a little bit of a hit in terms of your open market value, clearly, because there's one less club. The Redskins are slightly more likely to be able to keep you. I think all those things are correct. But let's say San Francisco's out, okay? And I know that Garoppolo's not under contract.
But for the sake of argument, it's fair.
But let's say he stays there. L.A., let's say, is out.
Right.
Because of the development of Jared Goff this year. At the very least, they're going to want to continue to see what he's got as a former top pick. Let's say that Chicago and Houston are out. Not that Mitchell Trubisky's lit it up, but they just drafted him and they give up so much to do so.
But Deshaun Watson has.
Watson looks very good in Houston, so let's say they're out. And Buffalo, to me, shouldn't be in the category of out, but Tyrod Taylor has played well enough that let's just say they're not going to be in the market to sign a quarterback for 20-some million bucks.
They paid him, but there are a couple trap doors in that, is what I was reading.
That was basically a one-year deal.
Yeah, they could rip that off.
Here are the teams that remain desperate. There is three of them for quarterback play. The Cleveland Browns, ravenous for a starting quarterback. They are going to pay whatever it takes. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a quarterback away suddenly from being an 11-win team.
Their defense is excellent. They can run the ball because they're big and physical up front. And if one of the Allens gets himself healthy again as a wide receiver, they could have a legitimate passing game if Blake Bortles didn't stink.
You sign Kirk Cousins and draft a first-round receiver you hit on, and Robinson's healthy next year.
That's a double-digit win team.
That's a really good team. Jacksonville's going to be a major player. The New York Jets do not have a starting quarterback of the future. McCown has actually played pretty well for them. He's 35 years old, I think. Might be 36. He's old. He's not their future, and he certainly won't be their starter next year. So the Browns, the Jags, and the Jets are three teams that are going to either have to draft a quarterback with their first-round pick this year, sign a quarterback in free agency, Cousins or someone else. They don't have any other ifs, ands, or buts about it. Then there are other teams of intrigue that I think will absolutely be in play for a quarterback, the Denver Broncos, as an example. The Arizona Cardinals, Carson Palmer, 36, injured again, maybe done. Then there's another couple of teams that could have veterans considering retirement. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Supposedly, Ben Roethlisberger was legitimately considering retiring this year. He has been banged up again and, guess what, has not played well this year. There's no reason to assume it's a Yaroslav Halak he plays next season. If Pittsburgh has a vacancy, that opens up $23 million in cap space from the Roethlisberger retirement if it happens. There's some money for Kirk Cousins right there. That would be my number one destination if I was making a list, if I was Kirk. Arizona, again, would be good. You work with Arians. Denver, you got a chance to win a Super Bowl in the next year or two with that defense, decent running game. They need a quarterback. And then I would throw, if there was like one more team in the mix, I would say of the probably don't need one, but something crazy could happen, the LA Chargers, Phillip Rivers. We've seen much conversation about how much time he's going to continue to play in his mid-30s. Eli Manning, how much more football does he have left? My point is, I saw the story come out yesterday, and the immediate response was, Kirk's definitely a Redskin forever. Don't be so sure. Slightly more likely after yesterday, but there are so many teams that need QBs.
Well, the musical chairs were always going to be filled by somebody. They just got filled maybe a seat a couple days early, if that makes any sense, right? There were going to be teams that need quarterbacks every year. Again, name that Hoyer plays. Josh McCown is playing in the league right now. So Denver is one where they're going to realize that, oh, my God, we squandered one of the great defenses of all time with a Jag or even worse, a quarterback. Pittsburgh, you mentioned. How about the New Orleans Saints? Drew Brees, last year of his contract, will be 39 years old. Now, those two guys are married.
If Brees leaves, he's getting a 1 or 2 year deal somewhere to fill one of those other spots.
You would certainly say. But the point is that how ready-made is New Orleans with some of their weapons?
Here's a team that somebody pointed out on Twitter, the Miami Dolphins. What's Tannehill's contract?
He's signed, I think, a couple years ago, still has a couple years left, and you would think he's back from injury, and they would roll with that instead of, you know, the Matt Moore, Jay Cutler milieu. But again, who knows if he's never back, if it's a Teddy Bridgewater situation where he's kind of kicking the can down the road for his return therein. Point is, Jets, Arizona, with Carson Palmer, who's aging and hurt again.
I mean,
there's a bunch.
Jets, Browns, and Jaguars. I think those three teams are the, this is so obvious, these three teams will all be trying to upgrade a quarterback. Then there is the next group, which is your Arizona's.
That something has to happen, but
exactly.
They'll be available, yeah?
And who are closer. You know, who might be right there on the doorstep of a title if they had a quarterback.
And that's why I keep bringing them up, because if I'm them, I don't want to draft. I don't, because if I have to draft, I'm finishing with 8 or 9 wins this year, probably 7, 8, 9 wins. Way too low to get one of these top guys that are coming out this year. I have to either do a Robert Griffin the third trade up type move, or I could sign somebody in free agency. And the most cost effective thing to do, obviously, is to draft a kid and get great production out of that. You may not be able to do that.
Are the Broncos better or worse with Cousins right now?
My God. You imagine that offense with him?
Are the Jags better or worse with Cousins?
Better.
Are the Jets better or worse with Cousins?
Better, I would say.
Obviously. Are the Browns better or worse with Cousins?
I think they'd be, were they one game they would have won? I mean, they're still terrible, but yes, slightly
sure,
better.
But that's a better team.
Yeah, they're better.
Are the Steelers better or worse with Cousins? Roethlisberger's had a terrible year.
He hasn't been good.
I think they're better.
He hasn't been good.
Every bit as good, at the least. Roethlisberger has stunk up the joint, has basically lost them a couple games. Let's get to the phones next. 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. 800-636-1067. What does the Jimmy Garoppolo trade mean for the Redskins and Kirk Cousins? Your reactions next on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.